National Farm Worker Awareness Week isn't new. The effort was started by the United Farm Workers in California more than two decades ago. But in recent years, the campaign has grown a louder presence here in North Carolina. Bianca Olivares is an organizer with Durham-based nonprofit Student Action with Farm Workers. Olivares says there are several reasons why. Social media, for one, and also...
As more Latinx students go through college, I think more are involved in awareness weeks and different issues that might affect the Latinx community.
That's part of Olivares' own story. Her father was a farm worker when he first came to the U.S. Olivares says working conditions for migrant farm workers haven't improved much in the last six decades. Farm workers were first excluded from the Fair Labor Standards Act when it passed in 1938. While some exclusions have been remedied, others still exist. For instance, agricultural employers aren't required to pay farm workers overtime. They're also excluded from child protection rules, which means kids as young as 12 are permitted to work in the fields. Olivares says for North Carolina's agricultural system to be more just, consumers need to care.
We're hoping, if more people just know that this is even happening, more action I'm sure will happen later on to protect farm worker conditions. They should get treated fairly and paid fairly.
The U.S. Department of Labor reports the average total income of farm workers is between $15,000 and $18,000, making it among the lowest paying jobs in the country. Workers are often paid based on what's called a piece rate, by how many bushels or pounds of produce they gather on a given day. It's also strenuous, sometimes dangerous work. That's why organizations across the state, including here in Western North Carolina, are collecting items like clothing and sunglasses to reduce exposure to pesticides and sun. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.